with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is withdrawing his nominee for the top federal prosecutor in the nation's capital. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports. And we'll have that report in just a moment. Pope Leo XIV said, "Peace be with you," in his first words as Pope, offering a message of peace and dialogue without fear. From the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, history's first pope from the United States, recalled that he was an Augustinian priest, but that was above all a Christian and a bishop, so we can walk together. He spoke in Italian and then switched to Spanish, recalling his many years spent as a missionary and then Archbishop of Chiclayo, Peru. The crowd in St. Peter's Square erupted in cheers. Priests made the sign of the cross, and nuns wept as the crowd shouted "Viva il Papa" after white smoke wafted into the sky.
What a sick joke this is.
Maryland Steny Hoyer says renaming a body of water is not a priority.
We ought to be debating legislation to bring down costs. MAGA Republicans waste our time with this childish drivel.
The bill's fate is unclear in the Senate. A name change would only carry authority in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Robert Prevost has been elected the first pope for the United States in the history of the Catholic Church. The Chicago-born missionary took the name Leo XIV. In his first words as Pope Francis' successor, he emphasized peace, dialogue, and missionary evangelization. On Wall Street, the Dow up 477 points. This is SRN News. Atheists want their own national day of prayer.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has introduced a resolution to set aside May 4th as the National Day of Reason. He is acting on behalf of the Congressional Free Thought Caucus, and the move is being celebrated by atheist groups such as the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In fact, the resolution has very little chance of ever being adopted, as Raskin has been introducing it annually for quite some time, to no avail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After trying to ignore the issue for a while, the Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations such as Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters across the United States. They're trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams and to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. This is SRN News. A new social media law for Virginia kids under the age of 16.
A new Virginia law signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin imposes time limits on children's social media usage in an effort to reduce their screen time each day. Under the Virginia Consumer Data Protection Act, kids under 16 will be restricted to 1 hour per app per day beginning January 1st, 2026. Once a child reaches the daily limit, the app is expected to block further access after platforms verify users' ages. The law does allow parents to adjust the one-hour limit, either increasing or reducing screen time. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Yellowstone National Park has recorded the year's first violent encounter between a visitor and bison just weeks into the busy summer season. The bison gored a 47-year-old man from Florida on Sunday at Lake Village on the shore of Yellowstone Lake. The man got too close to the animal. He was treated for minor injuries. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.